Describing like this, now in the 33rd Yam Bhajan, means Nishtha, when the Anuttara removes. Nishtha means the steady-mindedness, one-pointed mindedness. Krishna is our Paramaradhya, the supremely worshipable. He is our sadhana. Like this, the mind becomes firm, but with intelligence. It's not that naturally it comes, like in Ruchi and Asakti. Now person is steadying his mind with intelligence, forcing him, his mind. Those who leave their intelligence free of brains, no control, to keep their minds free of any control, their mind becomes restless and they become attached to material sense objects and they go away from bhajan. So many people came to perform bhajan to nice house, from nice families, brahmacharis, leaving their families, they came here. They did not try to get rid of their anarthas.
And
they did not listen properly. The result was they went again into the darkness. Rather, they also became offensive towards the Vaishnavas. That's why, careful. It is described here for this Nishtha. You must have in the third shloka of Shikshastra. Yes, you have so much desire to perform bhajan. But the qualities that are needed for performing bhajans, Srinath, Apisunishen, Saro, Apisunishen, Amani, Manaden, all these four qualities which are needed, these you do not possess. The Shikshastak Shlok has spoken in gradation. Nam Nam Akari, he said, how the name, you should chant your name out of humility. Now he is saying, how Nishtha is now the peace on each. If you walk over the grass, it goes down and then it gets up again and the foot is lifted, and Vaishnavas are even more humble than this. Even more tolerant than the tree. Suppose you abuse a tree, what does it do? Will it hit you back? No, it will not respond. But suppose somebody will abuse us, we immediately respond, ready to hit. Where is Sahishnu then? Taro api. A tree, its bark, its root, its branches, its shade, its fruits, it is for everybody else, not for its own use. When he is dry, he doesn't even ask water. If you hit it, it gives you fruits. Like this, you should be Sahishnu and tolerant. Amanin. Do not desire any respect, honor for yourself and others. He has Krishna in himself, in that person, that's why he is alive. That is why you should offer him appropriate respects, honor. This, by behaving like this, your Naam Sankirtan, it will rise to Nama Bhas, and will, even purer it will become, and then you will be able to chant purely. Mahaprabhuji is saying to Raya Ramanan and to Swarup Damodar, he is saying, listen to the method, listen to the symptoms of the chanting of the names by which pure nanting will come. Having qualities higher than the highest, considering yourself to be most humble. When you cut a tree, it doesn't say anything, it doesn't protest, and when it's drying, it does not ask water. And whoever wants its fruit, he throws a stone at him, and he gives fruit in result. And there are reading. He is tolerating all rain and sun, but others is protection from the sun and the rain. If you desire to be a Vaishnava, then you should try to become like this. If you behave like this, no anarthas will be able to enter you. In every jeev, Krishna is there. That is why all the jeevas should be offered appropriate. What kind of progress he has made in spiritual life, like that, you should honor him, respect him. Translation. Or something? Want to close it? Or let it go?
We are listening to the morning classes of Sri Bhajadamasya of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Then we are discussing the second yam or the second portion of Bhajan named Sanatana Vritti, or the sensation among wanted desires. saying I love, but I love is never properly for another bridge, or to become free of unwanted obstacles. Neither are they chanting Harinam with the proper degree of faith, and neither they are under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas. Then, for such a person, Koko Namabas Namanamarat. Sometimes they chant Namabas, but mostly Namamarat, chanting the holy name with offenses. Therefore, one should make appropriate endeavors to become free from anatta, and one should endeavor for Sutanam, or the chanting of the pure name. So, but as one becomes free from unwanted desires, one reaches the stage of Nishta, or fixed encounters. At the stage of Nishta, then one's endeavors are called Buddhipurva. One is endeavoring by straining one's intelligence. So, at the stage of Nishta, one's intelligence is fixed. One can understand then that Krishna is my Aradhya, my worshipful deity. He is my Lord, he is my Sadev, he is everything. But at the stage of Nishta, this is coming from the intelligence. If the mind is not controlled by intelligence, then the mind will be independent and will thus become attached to material objects. Therefore, many, many brahmacharis have come for devotional service. But because of not endeavoring properly to become free from anatta, nor hearing properly from the mouth of Gurudev and the senior Vaishnavas, or because of some aparad, Vaishnava aparad, again they went back to ignorance. Therefore, there is one verse. I have been desired to become a Vaishnava, but there was one block, one obstacle. That was the Trinada Pi Sunichena verse. In this verse, Trinada Pi Sunichena, Tarodi Ma Sunichena, Amanena Manadena, Chitanya Sarahari. In this verse, there are four qualities that one should acquire in order to Chitanya Sarahari, to continuously chant the name. They are Trinada Pi Sunichena. Therefore, accordingly, in the Shikshastik verse, the second verse of Shikshastik, Nandama Kani Mohano Virava Shanta Shakti, here is indicated Anantana Vritti. And being most humble, one should then chant the third verse, which indicates the stage of Nishta, Tanara Pisudishinu. One should be more humble than a blade of grass. Because when you chant a blade of grass, after some time the blade of grass comes up again. But a Vaishnava should be more tolerant, more humble than even a blade of grass. One should be more tolerant than a tree. Because one abuses a tree, one beats a tree, but still the tree gives its fruit to that person who cuts it down. Everything the tree possesses, its branches, leaves, twigs, fruit, bark, and shade, all this for the benefit of others. Even though it is very hot, that tree does not ask anyone for water. Then one should become like that, a man in it. One should not desire any name or fame for oneself. And also manadena. Understanding that Krishna is present in the heart of all jivas, no matter who they are, one should offer respect. Also one should offer respect according to the qualities or position of that person. By chanting the holy name with these four qualities, then the pure name may come. See, Mahaprabhu said to Ramananda Roy, Jeru Nam Roy and Krenti Bajai. Accordingly, to that degree, one chants the holy name, to that degree, friend will manifest in the heart. Therefore, what are the symptoms of that person whose friend has entered the heart? What are their symptoms? All the qualities will be there. Especially they will be very, very humble. Just like a tree that never asks for water, even in the summer months. And if you beat the tree, he gives you fruit. Even though he tolerates the burning of the sun, he gives his shade to others. Therefore, one who does like this, performs bhajan according to this verse of Shikshastri, then announces whatever enters the gate in Vaidava. Therefore, also understanding that Krishna is inside the heart of all the devotees, one should offer respect according to that person's position.
Anukulasya sankalpa. Tapottavivarjanam. The six symptoms of Sharanagati.
Asana nimshe kukasande. Bob, Sharapitha.
करने के लिए भगवान में भजन करने के लिए शरणागत अवश्य है।
It is definitely needed, Sharanagati, to perform Bhagavan's bhajan. If you don't have Sharanagati, do not take shelter, then your mind will become restless. I don't have, you will always think that I don't have any protector, nobody is protecting me. That's why here it is said, whatever is beneficial for Bhakti, that thing should be accepted. And that person, those things which are obstructing bhakti, you should not associate with those things. They move far away from your life.
Krishna
is my sole protector and nobody else. Nobody else can protect me except for Krishna. Krishna is one and sole maintainer for me. If Krishna would have been protecting, if he has such belief, whatever difficulties he comes, still he doesn't, he just keeps on chanting Hare Krishna, he doesn't get disturbed. Haridas Thakur had so much trouble. The Muslim king, he told him to be whipped in 22 places. Still, he did not say, don't hit me. He did not protest. He just kept meditating on his chanting. He is thinking that, oh, this is some reaction to my karmic activities. All Bhagavan has wanted. If somebody is protected by the Lord, you can kill him. If you are whipped in 22 places and don't leave life, and he is asking the Prabhu when whipped in 22 places. Whatever. Somehow my life still doesn't leave me. And when the gods said that if you don't die, we will be killed by the king, then he said, okay. Then he dropped as if dead. And then he was thrown in the river Ganges, his body. And when he was, after some time, again Hare Krishna in the same body, he came back. On the back. If you have desire to chant bhajan, this is the way that you should behave. Whatever distress, happiness comes your way, this is the reactions to my karmic activities. Krishna, by his mercy, is mitigating all this for me. Therefore, give me preeti. You should have patience. If Krishna protects, he should have firm faith. Krishna is protecting me only. Oh mother, you, oh brother, you help me. Oh, you protect me. Oh mother, you help me. This is obstruction, such mentality. No. Unflinching faith, belief in Krishna that he is protecting me. Maharaj Ambarish. Durvasa Rishi was right in front of him present, and this demon was manifested from his head, and he's coming to kill him. And what he is doing? With folded hands, he is accepting whatever is coming his way. If I have to die, I will die. And then Jayasan Chakra himself, within a fraction of a second, came. He killed this demon, and now he's chasing Ambari. I'm sorry, Durvasa Rishi also. Like this, have firm faith. You should be fully peaceful and like this, with this mentality, this heart, you will be able to chant Hare Krishna. Thank you. Reading. His body. Maximum, what will happen? It will live maybe for 100 years. It is definitely going to be lost. Then we have to die. Maybe 120, maybe 25, maybe 150. But definitely, this must come to an end, this body. Definitely, this body is going to fall down. Old age will come, disease will come, so much distress will come in this body, through this body. Doctors will come, they will help me. And if you will always be thinking about doctors, your always mind will be restless. Then what kind of bhajan you will perform? What medicine are you desiring? You drink the nectar of Krishna, that your all diseases will be uprooted, and no disease will come your way. And diseases, nothing can disturb you. Like this, if you have firm faith with Nishtha, that, oh, I will keep on still chanting. Translation. One more definition. Shloka Krishna Thakur is saying here. Reading. 100 years and what? Your body becomes so old. Useless. So many diseases come your way. And one day it falls down dead. Then this body is burnt. Or if it is put in the earth and it is eaten by worms and insects. And do not have attachment towards this such body. O mind, listen my true words. Definitely, this body will fall down. Do not be attached to this body. Do not be attached to this body. Be attached to Hari Bhajan. Don't desire happiness in this world. Oh, there is happiness in this marriage. You are fool if you think like this. Double mood, double foolish. Nobody has gained happiness in marriage. And you will now gain happiness in marriage. Brahmacharis and sannyasis, they get married and then they are thinking, they are drinking this poison. Nothing, happiness comes your way. So many times you have got married. And now, as a dog or a hog, they don't even need money to get married. They just join together. Nothing. They can join together. They just reside in the field and give birth to 6 kids, 8 kids and 1 woman. When you think about these things, the sensation will come in your heart. This birth of human life is for performing Hari Bhajan. Nothing else you need to do in this life. If you perform Hari Bhajan, your life is successful. Definitely, rest of the happiness will be destroyed. Have complete faith, belief in this and perform Bhajan. Transmission.
Therefore, it is very much necessary in the bhajan of the Lord, to have these six symptoms of sharanagati, surrender. If there's no surrender, then the mind will become restless. And one will see, if Krishna will not protect me, who will protect me? Then one will make one's own endeavor. Then anukulyasya sankalpa. That person or that object which is opposed to Hari Bhajan, we should never associate with us. We should stay very far away from him. Rakshasya means what? Apart from Krishna, no one will protect me. Apart from Sri Krishna, no one will maintain me. Then one should have this strong faith in Sri Krishna. And with this strong faith, one should tolerate all difficulties that arise in the course of our life. Just see the example of Sri Haridas Thakur. He was beaten in 22 marketplaces, but he did not cry, "Save me, don't beat me." He made no endeavor to protect himself. He understood that each suffering that comes my way is all the burden of one. Rākabhi mahanami joi chatuha. O Krishna, whether you kill me or save me, all is your desire. Therefore, despite being beaten in 22 marketplaces, the guards approached him, "If you do not die, you will cause us trouble." Then Sri Haridas Thakur became absorbed in samadhi and fell as if dead. The guards approached the Chakravarti, "What shall we do with the body?" And then the Muslim king said, "I'll throw him in the Ganga, then he will not achieve a good destination. If you bury him, then you may go to heaven like that Muslim." Therefore they threw his body in the Ganga. But by the mercy of Krishna, his body became again rejuvenated, and he came out of the water. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Therefore, Sri Thakur, Sri Haridas Thakur taught us by this example, whether unhappiness comes or happiness comes, we have to tolerate. We should understand whatever comes in our life is the result of our previous karma. And in Krishna, and we should understand this is Krishna's mercy. And when Krishna sees us tolerating this, then he will give us love for him. Therefore, in all conditions, one should be patient. One should maintain one's patience and steadiness, and understand Krishna will protect me. Therefore, instead of crying, "Oh, father, save me! Oh, brother, save me! Oh, wife, my wife will save me!" One should give up and have complete faith that only Krishna will save me. Can see another example of Sri Ambarish Maharaj. Even though the Rakshasi, Sitadya, that came from the chorus of Durvasa Rishi, came to burn Ambarish Maharaj to death, without fear, he simply folded his hands and remembered the Lord. Immediately the Lord sent his Sudarshan Chakra, which burned the Rakshasi to death and freed him from anxiety. There were no conditions in his mind to be fixed on Sri Krishna. By doing this, one becomes free from any anxiety, even death. Therefore, my Lord, the Christian Maharaj spoke this verse from the Bhagavatam. "O Gurudev, I am not afraid of death. I am not interested in any mantra or medicine, simply keeping the nectar of the holy name. Therefore, this body will drop one day in 100 years, 120 years, or 150 years even. But one day this body must die. Disease must come. Old age must come. That time if you simply run to the doctor and take many medicines, you will not be saved and the mind will simply be more restless."
Your call is disconnected.
To make right any back further...
I give up all attachment to it. Therefore, man, listen very carefully. What I'm saying is most true. This disease is not cured by any medicine. It is cured only by the name of Krishna. Therefore, one with complete faith, one should chant the name of Sri Krishna. Therefore, after hearing all these things, how much we are foolish, but still we are thinking of marriage or performing marriage. Therefore, such a person is not only a fool, but a double fool. Therefore, brahmacharis and sannyasis should not perform these things. How many times in our previous existences we have married? Even a pig or dog or jackal is superior to us because they have marriage, but without the endeavor, without the cross, and without wedding fees. Therefore, if we should think of all these things, that even the animals are superior to us in material happiness, then finality of attachment must enter our minds. Therefore, brothers, Harinamas and sisters, Harinam is the only medicine. By this, the imagination of material life, real happiness will be destroyed. Therefore, Nishtha, one can recall the chanting of the name of Srihari.
Leading. He is shedding equal sunlight to everyone. Everywhere it manifests sunlight. But if you close yourself in a room and close the doors, where sunlight enter your room, cannot. Similarly, if a person says, oh, this sun is, he is not equal towards all. This is not proper. Bhagavan is having equal vision towards. He is not everyone. He is not envious towards anybody. He is not. He is everybody he considers equal. Why he is not able to liberate some, and why is he able to not help others? It depends on what kind of bhajan you perform. Who is performing bhajan? He is not partial towards anyone. You perform your bhajan, Krishna will be merciful on you. If you do not perform any bhajan, how come he will be able to bestow his mercy upon you? You should also have eagerness towards bhajan. Reading. She praying, O Krishna.
Amar Kanvas Rajahan Ajke Apna Padmoka Sinjari se Apatwe Rosh Sagari se Nivam.
Let your names from today, let them enter, manifest in my heart. I don't need this tomorrow, I need it today. Suppose tomorrow I leave my body, then how will I be able to perfect my bhajan? When you are dying, it's very painful. And that time, will you be able to chant? That time you will be thinking that, oh, when I will die, then I will chant. It's not possible. Now is the possibility. Now is the situation. Leave everything. Perform Hari Bhajan. Otherwise, when death will strike you, and at the time of death, your throat will be choked, you will be in so much pain, suffering, trembling in pain. That's why it is described here. O Prabhu, O Krishna, my day is going in waste, sleeping, eating, drinking. Right from today, I want to absorb my mind in your names. Please let your names manifest in my heart. I want to capture your lotus feet in the prison of my heart. At the time when I'm leaving body, my throat will be choked, and that time I will not be able to chant your name. My tongue will not be able to chant your name. Like this, becoming humble without duplicity and chanting Harinam, all the time in association of devotees. Bhagwan definitely will protect you. You should have firm faith that Gurudev and Vaishnavas will protect you. If you do not have such faith, definitely one day you are going to fall down. You should have firm faith, even if they chastise you. If you do not take the orders, instructions, oh, he is my dearmost friend and he is chastising me, he is instructing me to for my benefit. But if you leave from the temple to your home, then your spiritual life is, you don't accept any chastisement from them, your life, your spiritual life will be finished. Reading. Sri Krishna.
Radha Papa Andhityadi Che, Yashoda Matake, Nana Prakara Shingata, Rakan Balde Prabhu, Arthur
Sakasa. Yashoda Mother decorates him in so many ways, and then along with Baladev, he goes to the forest to graze the cows. Nanda and Yashoda, the Vrajavasi, they follow him from distance. Krishna says to say, but they do not agree. They follow him from distance. And sometimes Shri Radhika to Jatila, her mother-in-law, she says, please give me permission that I should go to perform Surya Puja. Jatila says, yes, you can, I will also follow you. I will help you in performing your worship to the Surya Sun God. And now Krishna has also gone to the forest for giving the cows. Now Nanda Baba has followed him from the ship, and now he is waiting near where Radharani has gone to Surakund, and Krishna has entered the deep forest. Now the dust from the hooves of the cows, now it is settled. Then Nanda Baba, now watching this, now he returns back, and he cannot even see the dust raised from the hooves of the cows now, but still he is very restless. Similarly, the gopis and Venugit, they describe how, remembering all these pastimes, all these pastimes you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Is the sun possible? The sun is equal to all and gives its rays to everybody. But if someone is closing the windows and staying in their house and then criticizing the sun, or the sun is shining on everyone but not on me, is this proper? This is not proper. In the same way, Bhagavan is samadarshi or equal to everyone. For Sri Krishna, no one is beloved, no one is hateful for him. But to that degree one performs many bhajan, and to that degree one catches the most of Sri Krishna. Therefore King Kurusheka reads Mukundamala Stotra. He says, O mind, which is like a royal swan, O Sri Krishna, I pray that my mind, which is like a swan, may be bound in the lotus stem of your feet. May your name manifest in my heart today, because at the time of death, my throat will become full of mucus and will make a rattling sound, God, God. At that time, how will I remember you? Therefore, Sri Krishna, I am praying for remembrance of you now. At the time of death, one will be very restless, very difficult to remember Sri Krishna. Therefore, he is praying that the name may manifest in his heart today, now. In that way, his mind will always be bound to the feet of Sri Krishna. Therefore, always stay in Sadhusanga, the association of the devotees, understanding that Sri Gurudev and the pure Vaishnavas will always protect us. If they give us some punishment, some chastisement, we should understand he is my most beloved friend. He will always save me. But if we are unfortunate and think otherwise, then we may leave him and go to our house and marry. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita, high class devotees remember the Astakalibu of Radha and Krishna. That after taking the Radha Srimati Radhika's cooking and Nanda Bhavan, that time Sri Krishna see Balaram and thousands of cowboys cow grazing to different forests of Vrindavan. Following the Imam Nanda Baba and Sri Yasoda, entreating Krishna. At that same time, Srimati Radhika approaches her mother-in-law, Kula, and requests, now is a good time to go for the worship of the sun gods. Therefore, Srimati Radhika also enters the house. And at that same time, Krishna has gone cow-grazing. Sri Nanda Baba is following Sri Krishna and he goes cow-grazing. And until that time, the dust raised from the cows has not fallen to the earth, then Sri Nanda Baba remains there. What is the condition of the gopis at that time? Though they are in their houses, they are not happy, and their condition has been described in many pieces. Therefore, the high class devotee, as they chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, they remember these pastimes of Sri Hare Krishna. Go there, Hare
Krishna. What a thousand afternoon, this is Bob. Code Restoration Group will conduct its first annual meeting. We will also introduce our international trust. You're all cordially invited to come. Please come. 3 o'clock from 3 to 4 this afternoon, right here in the temple room. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the Airtel access number
end our
again.
Webcast for now. Today's a web. Today's a rest day, so there won't be any parikrama. So we'll see you in about 12 hours. Jai Shri Gurudev.